The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. Yes, woo-hoo! We're back again. 7:45 every weekday morning.
Yeah.
Then followed by Swap and Shop.
Yep.
Action Line.
Yep.
Roundtable.
Yep.
And then Rutherford Issues.
Yep. And then
Rick Burgess Show.
Yeah, the Rick Burgess Show.
And then
Graham Ramsey, Graham Morton. Dave Ramsey.
Really kind of struggle at this part, huh?
And Dave Ramsey. Then, Jason Qualls.
And then?
All talk, all news, 440.
All news. All that's news.
All that's news.
And then?
And then all sports talk.
And then?
Usually something else.
6 to 8 maybe news or Braves or sports or MTSU.
You're almost there.
And then coast to coast.
And then do it again
every night.
Then we come back at 6 in the morning, but not tomorrow. You'll be on in the morning, won't you? It's Saturday morning. Don't you still do the news in the morning?
Today's Wednesday.
Oh, so
yeah, someday.
Sorry.
I was hoping
you'll be gone tomorrow.
Yes, I will not be here tomorrow.
We have left out a very critical part of our AM early morning programming. That comes on right before the Wake Up Crew, and it's America in the Morning.
That's because nobody listens, because they're just waiting for us.
Oh, no, he's got stats. They're outdrawing me and on my show and everything.
No, not just that, but, I mean, it's very popular.
People drive to work on the interstate.
Go to sleep, you know what I mean?
They're up. They're trying to get to work.
Yeah, listen to the previous day's Wake Up Crew podcast on your way to work.
I'm telling people not to listen to the radio. I know. Well, congratulations are in order. For Dalton
Thanks.
Barrett.
Oh.
Got big news coming from the Barretts.
Big news?
He has lost how many pounds?
I can pull
you
it up.
You look nervous for a second.
I know,
I was like,
you
what
did.
Are you going to say? I have lost 27 pounds.
27 pounds. But the big news is, ladies and gentlemen, Easter Sunday, he will be in his Easter
suit. Yes, my pants Easter fit, suit. And there's a little bit of room.
And he can breathe. He'll
I
be able
breathe.
To breathe.
Yes, yes, yes.
So congratulations.
Pants are still a little tight in the thigh, but in the waist, they're good. So.
Well, the thigh, you know.
He's been working out.
He's been what?
Working out.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. Congratulations.
Thanks,
that's
John.
That's 27. And you're at what?
Well, my issue is...
He gave up 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, he gave up.
I'm sure.
I gave up week one.
I haven't given up. I've been kind of flatlining here.
You've been dying?
I don't think it's flat, though. I think it's...
No. I mean, I haven't gone up or down. It's like the same.
That's good. That's good.
And part of the problem is... No.
I've gone all out low carb. I just...
Really?
Well, my doctor told me, I keep hearing that, don't, stay away from anything white, you know, and
Well, I've got nutty bread.
That just keeps, well, I've got some bread like that, but I just kept popping in my head, and I go, you know, I'm not going to worry about the weight as much, and if it goes off, it goes off, but don't eat, you know, the starches, you know, stay away from it, so.
No potatoes?
Anyway, no potatoes, no. Mm. I'm not even eating a sweet potato, so.
Sweet potatoes just make me mad.
Yeah.
Because I just want a normal potato.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not me. I love them.
Well, you're weird. So
and
that makes sense.
That's why you're flatlining. Yes. But
well, I haven't had one in a
anyway,
while.
Anyway, I'm trying to do a little better. So, anyway, but congratulations, Dalton. That's,
thanks.
That's,
appreciate
that's
it.
That's awesome news.
Appreciate it.
We've got a great show today. Let me tell you what's up.
Oh, I would love to hear
what's
up.
Let me tell you what's going on. Easter is Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Ooh.
Earth Day is next Tuesday.
Ah.
And we'll be talking about MTE's Earth Day in just a minute. This is episode 1637. And guess see what he's got at the top of our pages? A little Easter bunny.
Easter is Sunday. Earth Day's next Tuesday.
And what's that, a dollar bill next to it?
Because it's tax day. Oh, it was yesterday. So we're still going to do tax songs today, because if you didn't get it in, he's coming after you.
And you probably don't have any Easter eggs to buy, because you won't have any money after tax day. So
I wonder if people are using...
Unless you got a $15 return like I did.
I wonder if people are going to go out and paint their real Easter eggs this year.
No,
can't. Or be more plastic.
Well, it's not, can't
it's cheaper to buy the plastic eggs.
Can't use the dye either. You know,
yeah, they've got these little markers and stuff you can use now.
That's a lot of that's a pain. But we always get the plastic ones for our Easter egg hunt. Mm. All right, we're going to come back on Wednesday.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, lots of sunshine with a high of 71. Dipping back to 46 Wednesday night with partly cloudy skies. Then for Thursday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and a little bit warmer with a high of 75. It will be breezy too. 60 for a low Thursday night with mostly clear skies and breezy conditions. As we look ahead toward Friday, warmer with a high of 84 with mostly sunny skies and gusty winds. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services. Up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel.
Hear our sermons on WGNS Sunday night at 7:30.
Our sermons are loaded with the keys of the kingdom. If you don't have the keys, you'll be stranded.
Visit HolyHillChapelTN.org to hear our podcast.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, Toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the Law Offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Golden State Warriors won their play-in game against Memphis 121-116. It was a 20-point lead in the first half. It was down to 82-81 in the third, but right then Ja Morant turned an ankle. He played through it in the fourth quarter, wound up with 22 points, but it's the Warriors that win. It's the Warriors that go to Houston to start a first-round series on Sunday. Ja Morant and company will have to play Friday to get the 8th seed in the West. In the East, Orlando beat Atlanta 120-95. Orlando's going to Boston as a 7 seed to start a best-of-7 first-rounder this weekend. In the NHL, L.A. took the late game 6-5 at Seattle. Calgary won in a shootout. Minnesota won in overtime. The NHL regular season ends this Thursday. In the two late games in Major League Baseball, the Cubs beat the Padres 2-1 in 10 innings. Padres had been 11-0 at home. Dodgers 6-2 over Colorado.
The Wake Up Crew, WGS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, our time is 21 after 6, and we're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration is getting here, getting close. Yep, that's 10 days away, actually. April 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out MTE's Energy Hub trailer, equipped with interactive energy efficiency displays. Free fun for the whole family. That includes a grilled cheese griddle truck, free gourmet cheese sandwiches,
gourmet grilled cheese.
Balloon rides, or what do you call them? Blow-ups.
Inflatables, yeah.
Yeah, inflatables.
You got to have one of those big hot air balloons. That would be fun, though.
Try not to make fun, please.
There are plenty of places that do that.
Would you do it?
What?
A hot air balloon.
No.
Me either.
No way. And then what else are you going to have? Oh, they'll have free food, too. Other food.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs, yeah. Drinks.
Popcorn.
Brian will be there. He is the inflatable.
You're gonna, the one that's out in front of car lots?
You're going to go burn on the griddle.
That just came out top of my head. I'm sorry. It just popped in.
It's very quick. Quick-witted, John.
I'm trying to do thrifty things here.
Yeah, and that was thrifty of you.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No.
Oh, okay.
Please no.
Make your own gifts instead of buying them. I think that's a little cheesy.
If you literally don't have the money, yeah, sure. But if you come at me with a homemade gift, I'm like, bro, go take this back. Wow. Unless it's really good.
That's not very Christian. Use a space heater to heat a room instead of cranking up the thermostat. I don't like space heaters.
They freak me out.
Well, people get burned on them, and then you
burn the infrared ones.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Dry clothes on a clothesline. I don't know that anybody does that anymore. Borrow books and movies from the library and then don't return them. Although that would be the Barretts.
That's stealing.
That would be the Barretts, yeah. Brew coffee with a programmable coffee maker to cut cost. I know you do that.
No. I have a Keurig.
I boil my water on the stove to make my coffee.
Now that is really trying to save money.
I do a pour over. I like the way it tastes.
No wonder he doesn't have time to do anything. He does so many of these extra things. Bring your own reusable bags and straws when shopping.
When I shop at Aldi, a lot of places in other parts of the country will make you pay for your grocery bags. So
you have to buy them at Publix, don't you? I mean, you have to buy your bags. You can bring them back, but you have to buy them to get them.
I didn't know that Publix had moved to that.
Yeah, they have some. Pack lunch with your reusable containers and avoid disposable bags. Cut your own hair. Your dad used to cut your hair, didn't he?
I do my own hair.
Well, he shaves his head. Now I just don't cut my hair.
Noticed.
I
noticed.
Once a year.
Let's see.
That's my new flow. I'm going to get a haircut once a year.
Oh, no. Plan meals around sales and seasonal produce. Grow your own herbs, fruits, and vegetables. Or bamboo. Sometimes
I got plenty of that.
You can eat that.
Walk or bike for short trips. Buy used furniture instead of new.
Use that one.
Energy efficient light bulbs. And replace disposable cleaning products with reusable ones. That's it. That's my list. I finally got it over with. 6:24.
The city of Murfreesboro is growing, and we need your help to prove it. This is Mayor Shane McFarland, and participating in the special census helps ensure we get the funding we deserve for essential services like road paving, sidewalks, and parks. It's easy. Just visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. Remember, every person counts.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure Murfreesboro gets its true share. Complete the special census today.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. A former officer with the Paris Police Department and his wife have been charged with child abuse and neglect, according to the TBI. 24-year-old Alexandria Elkins and 27-year-old Brian Ray were charged after authorities determined the two were responsible for injuries discovered on their 3-year-old child during a child custody hearing. The two were booked into the Henry County Jail. A consumer alert, we're learning more about a massive data breach involving Hertz rental cars and other popular brands. Hertz says they're in the process of notifying customers of the data breach that included their personal information like driver's licenses. Hertz operates multiple locations in Tennessee. The rental company, which also owns the Dollar and Thrifty brands, says in notices on its website the breach relates to a cyber attack on one of its vendors between October 2024 and December 2024. For more information about protecting your data, you can reach out to Hertz for credit monitoring details.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A convenience store in Midtown Nashville has become the first of its kind to provide a free Narcan vending machine to the community. Narcan is a common life-saving opioid overdose reversal medication. The project is led by Fund Recovery. The West End Avenue store held a ribbon-cutting event to celebrate the project. In early March, Fund Recovery installed three similar vending machines in Fentress County. Nashville was chosen as another location for the machines because of the number of fatal overdoses that occur in Davidson County. Will Lovely, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Wow. 627, Good Neighbor events coming up. Rewind, another check of the weather, and we'll be looking at traffic for the first time. I am so sorry. I apologize. I forgot all the things that we do at 621, so we're going to do them now.
Oh, I've already closed it.
Yeah, you'll have to open it back up. But I've got a couple of things to do before we do that, okay? Beverly Keel is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for the way she cares for all 1,200 students in the College of Media and Entertainment at MTSU. Beverly Keel will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Found out last week she is a WGNS alumni. Mm.
Sorry.
So.
Well, yep. I figured you'd know her.
I do. I didn't know that you worked here, though.
Really? Because you've been working here for 50 years.
30. Send in a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450, or you can go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get those in. And also, don't forget your birthdays and anniversaries. You've got about an hour to get those in. In an hour and a half, we'll be giving away
a special birthday today, John.
Banana pudding.
Well, when I change the time to do all this stuff, it really messes y'all up, doesn't it? I mean, just the timing is off, doesn't it?
I was saying, kind of maybe about an hour and a half.
Okay. You didn't know there's a special birthday today. You didn't forget.
There is.
April 16th.
Oh, yeah. It's a big one. I'll have to say something about that.
Yes, you will. Yes,
okay.
You will.
All right.
Holiday time!
Well, today is National Banana Day, so go out there and eat your nana, maybe get you some nana pudding, maybe win some by getting your birthday in.
That's true. What do we do now?
This is where we talk
song of the
for a
day.
Minute.
No, song of the day.
Oh, yes.
Gotta get back at it here, yeah. Whew,
man, I'm so confused today. Getting old is tough. All right, it's Uncle Sam's playlist. Even though it's after tax day, here's a tax song. Money for nothing and your cheeks are free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a pistol on your little finger. Maybe get a pistol on your thumb. That's Dire Straits. Boy, it sounds like Dire Straits, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Typical. And that is right up Brian's alley, 1985. What were you, 12, 13, 12, 11?
I was 10.
10. Wow, you were still young.
Yep.
Back then. I do want to say, while it's on my mind, Allie Grace Jackson has a birthday today. And she is 16. She drives now.
Mm. Is she driving today?
I don't think so. I think she's got an appointment tomorrow, I believe.
Got to get the driver's license.
Yeah, driver's license, yeah.
Well, it's a tough time to be getting it with all those real ID people.
Got to find more room in the driveway, all kinds of stuff. But congratulations to her. Papa loves you. That me being Papa.
Right.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yep. And Mom and Dad love you, and Mia loves you sometimes.
That's how that works, yeah.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and say I love Mia, too, because her birthday is coming up on the 22nd of April. So, in case I forget, I will have her covered at least today.
I'll handle that for you.
Okay, all right. Thanks.
Calendar.
Thank goodness.
There'll be a countdown at the top of the sheet.
Is there anything else I've left off now? Have we caught up with everything?
Covered it all.
Okay, I guess we can go to today in history.
So this would get us back on track now, right?
Well, yeah, this we should be.
We're
should
caught
be,
up.
Yeah,
yes.
Today in history.
Turn your security.
In 1932, the short film The Music Box is released in the United States, starring Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy. It was the 1932 Academy Award Best Live Action Short Film. You know, he wound up basically, both of them basically broke because, you know, you didn't get royalties or anything for any of the things you did back in the day. So
you just got paid once.
Yeah. In 1962, Walter Cronkite begins anchoring CBS Evening News soundbite. No,
that's the way
soundbite. Here's a soundbite.
Here it is.
And that's the way it is.
And that's the way it is.
I remember when John F. Kennedy passed away, you know, was assassinated.
Yeah.
He cried.
He did.
On the air. That was just a tragic moment, but a newsworthy moment anyway, for sure. But Walter Cronkite. 1987, Michael Jordan becomes the second NBA player in history to score 3,000 points in a season.
The greatest of all time.
Yes. You can argue LeBron James, you can argue Kobe, but I'm going with Michael.
Oh, I'm with you.
He's got all the rings, you know.
He does.
In 2007, the 41st CMT Music Awards, Carrie Underwood and Kenny Chesney win.
Somewhere with you, laughing loud on a Connemara Rider, driving around Saturday night, made fun of me, singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on, said pick me.
And in 2007, Spider-Man 3, directed by Sam Raimi and starring Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst, premieres at the Tokyo Film Festival, and it was really not good. Oh, you like it, though.
I'm
going to
put some dirt in your eye. It's better when you go back and watch it.
Yeah.
It's better than it was back in 2007. Aged well.
Harry died in that one, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And then they brought him back.
No. He stayed dead.
I thought Harry played in the one with Andrew Garfield. No?
Different Harry.
Okay.
Yeah, all different
right.
guy.
All right. And that's a look at Today in History. Coming up, it's Rewind, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind. April 16th, 1953. The release of the disaster drama Titanic. Not that Titanic. This one starred Clifton Webb, Barbara Stanwyck, and Robert Wagner. This date in 1993. David Lee Roth arrested in New York's Washington Square Park for trying to buy a $5 bag of marijuana. 7 years ago today.
You really a witch?
Actor and magician Harry Anderson.
What was that, a flash paper thing from the magic store, huh?
Died of a stroke at 65.
So do you want an eye of newt, toe of frog sandwich?
Okay. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, lots of sunshine with a high of 71. Dipping back to 46 Wednesday night with partly cloudy skies. Then for Thursday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and a little bit warmer with a high of 75. It will be breezy too. 60 for a low Thursday night with mostly clear skies and breezy conditions. As we look ahead toward Friday, warmer with a high of 84 with mostly sunny skies and gusty winds. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
Good morning. Starting to pick up a little bit more volume on 24, especially going westbound, passing 840 coming out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, headed into Davidson County, especially there at Bell Road. It's gotten a little bit heavier, 65 south at Trinity Lane, watching it pick up through the Mount Julian area as that traffic flows in right now on 40 westbound in from Wilson County. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, there's only one name to remember and one name to call, and that's STR Towing and Recovery. No matter if it's a big car, a big truck, it doesn't matter. Call STR. Log on to strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pets.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. You've heard us talking with Cliff Sharp over at Greenhouse Ministries about their family culture class. And the culture class is in the dining room there at Greenhouse Ministries. It's absolutely free and will benefit your family. That's on the third Tuesday of each month, 6 o'clock in the evening at Greenhouse Ministries. Well, our local Rutherford County Public Library is offering free computer classes. You need to be a part of that. And if your smartphone is challenging you, drop into any of the Rutherford County Public Libraries and they'll work with you to figure it out. No charge. The Rutherford County Public Libraries are there for you. Here's something else. Sometimes we just need to get together and help each other. There's a grief support group every Wednesday morning at 10, and it's free, over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center here in Murfreesboro. That's Wednesday mornings at 10. And the St. Clair Center is at 312 St. Clair Street. This reminder, we're critically low on blood. Please give blood to the Red Cross. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
We provide laser treatments to get rid of those little brown splotches, surface blood vessels, as well as fine lines and wrinkles.
McCabe Vision Center.
Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
Why do you love Adams Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
It's 21 before the hour. You can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. John Dinkins, Brian Barrett with you, and Dalton Barrett, of course. It's Dalton's last day, and
for a little bit,
we're going to miss you. You're going to miss next week, too.
I'm going to be taking a little time off from my usual time here, just to recoup from Easter.
So sad.
So you'll be fine.
In fact, it's going to be more than a week, isn't it? But more like
it'll be about a week.
So ready?
Yes, I am.
You feel the pressure?
No, not really.
Two fives in a row.
Julie Andrews came out against cheap lipstick. It's crumbly, gives her bad breath.
Really?
Yeah. She says, super color fragile lipstick gives me halitosis.
Man, I'm giving him a five for getting that over
say,
in
that's
one
impressed.
Take.
You I've said been practicing. It one take, didn't
you
mess
did
it
that
up.
In one yep. take. I know
the joke was not good at all.
No, it
but.
Was terrible. But I mean, and I took a big deep breath.
Yeah, can you do it again right now? Go.
Super color fragile. Let's pick me the halitosis. Kinda.
He did it better the first time.
Yeah. Stick with a five on the first one. All right, 6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says he's headed to El Salvador a day after a federal judge ordered the Trump administration to produce records on efforts to bring home Kilmar Abreu Garcia after he was mistakenly deported. His wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura.
I will not stop fighting until I see my husband alive.
The CIA says the director's messages in that controversial signal chat have been deleted. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The watchdog group American Oversight had sued to preserve the messages, claiming they were federal records, and a judge ordered they be saved. The group says the chats were deleted from Ratcliffe's phone the day before and the day after the judge issued his order.
A blow to trans women in Britain. The nation's Supreme Court has ruled the legal definition of a woman is based on biological sex. Susan Smith with the group For Women Scotland.
The judges have said what we always believe to be the case, that women are protected by their biology.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Patterson Park Community Center in Murfreesboro is undergoing major upgrades as part of a multi-year $2 million renovation aimed at enhancing accessibility and recreational opportunities. The improvements include over 80 new parking spaces, a new splash pad, and an inclusive playground designed for children of all abilities. Jernell Jenkins, the center's superintendent, noted that the construction follows 6 years of planning and is expected to take about 6 months. The upgrades reflect the center's growing popularity in Murfreesboro and a continued commitment to the community well-being. Jenkins, who began volunteering at the center as a youth leader, has witnessed its evolution firsthand and expressed excitement about the facility. As Patterson Park sees transformation, another celebration is heading to locations across Rutherford County. Free Comic Book Day returns on Saturday, May the 3rd, with festivities planned at libraries in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Eagleville, and beyond. Participating locations include Limeball Library, the Myrtle Glent and Lord Library at Patterson Park, the Smyrna Public Library, and the Eagleville Bicentennial Library. Visitors can pick up free comic books and are encouraged to dress as their favorite comic book character. Events start as early as 9 a.m. and run through 4 p.m., depending on the location. Local shops like Outer Limits Borough and The Great Escape in Murfreesboro are also joining in on the fun, making the day a countywide celebration of graphic storytelling. Whether you're a comic book enthusiast or a curious newcomer, Free Comic Book Day offers a fun, family-friendly way to dive into the world of adventure. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett with WGNS Radio, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSRadio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring and experienced individuals who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions. Is there going to be a burial, going to be a cremation?
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
In my experience over 40 years, I've seen the people that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Information that you need. You've just received horrible news that could change your life. What should you do?
I think the first thing we think we're doing, which isn't the right thing to do, build walls around ourselves. Whenever you receive devastating news, it's hard to process. You're kind of in a twilight world where you go home and you think to yourself, now, did he just tell me that? Or did she just say I had this?
Reverend Dr. John Hinkle with Murfreesboro First Presbyterian Church.
What a lot of families do is they want to do just that, keep it between the family. What I actually believe is more helpful is to find somebody to talk to. And I find the act of talking is therapeutic in and of itself. Right? Just the act of trying to get it off your shoulders, get it off your heart, and say to your friend or to a doctor or to a trained professional, this is what I'm feeling. And I think that process alone is helpful. In that moment when I'm told this information, I've lost control. And we think by holding it in, we're gaining control back, when in reality, we're just allowing the pressure of the news to collapse us. By releasing it, you're getting it all out of your system.
And that's information that you need on what to do when your news turns tragic.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning to you out there. If you're driving around, be careful. Be very cautious. Check all traffic lights. Watch all safety patrols. Stop it!
It is what it is. What are you going to do with them?
The worst thing is the drop-off. Be patient, you know, when you're dropping off. We say that at the first of the year, but it doesn't get a lot better. But, you know, just
keep the car rolling and just shove them out.
Be polite. You know, things happen.
I was polite to that guy that cut me off the other day.
Uh-huh. You gave him a look, man.
I did.
I wish people could see that. Oh, geez. All right. Well, what are we doing here? Okay, we're going to do. We were talking about Sam Raimi, and I think some of it was off air, but about Spider-Man 3.
Man, that's what started it. That theme, I think, is one of the best.
And you said that your wife, your lovely wife, who makes really good cookies, she said that she thought Spider-Man 3 was the best. We thought Spider-Man 2 was the best.
We watched through all of them. Just she had never seen them, so we're like, we're going to watch all of them. So we watched all
three. That's a good way to do it. You kind of binged them?
We did them back-to-back nights. Okay. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or however that worked. Yeah.
So we got to talking, and you said you liked Spider-Man 3. I didn't care for it a whole lot. But you said Spider-Man 2 was the best of that trilogy.
For sure. And I would argue one of the best superhero movies, period.
And that's what got me thinking. It's the Dalton Barrett list of his best superhero movies.
He'll list them from worst to best.
Worst to best.
They're all good.
I think these are just, I don't know that they're in any particular order.
But these are all great, in your opinion. Okay.
The best of the best.
All right.
And I'm going to kick
it off. Brian, you've seen them all, so you'll be able to see whether you agree or not.
This is a very strong entry here.
And this doesn't include the new Fantastic Four that's coming or anything
it's
like
not
that.
Out. Yeah, it's stuff I haven't seen. The Dark Knight. That's the second Christian Bale, the one with Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
I mean, that is not just a good superhero movie, that's a great movie.
And Heath Ledger stole that movie.
Yes,
pretty much.
He did.
Yeah.
That's what Christian Bale was in an interview, and he was talking, and he goes, the reason I took Batman, because I knew I'd never act again if I took any other superhero, but I took Batman because Batman's not that cool. His villains are cool.
Yeah.
And so, but that's a really good one. That's probably, that's up there. A little bit of a different one. The first Captain America movie, the one that takes place in World War II, First Avenger.
The first one, yeah.
Yes, I think that is a cool movie.
You know, I've unfortunately never seen that, and
really?
I need to make plans to see that. Yeah.
That one, it taking place in World War II was cool. It was a period piece. Tommy Lee Jones is in it. He's really good. It makes me nostalgic for that, like, early days of the Marvel Universe where they were just setting everything up and teasing it. Spider-Man 2 is on that list.
Yep.
That puts me at, what, 3?
Uh-huh.
So I need 2 more. The first Avengers movie,
okay,
is great, and nothing like it before, nothing like it since. It's just that magic was just there. They had it. And then I need 1 more.
I think you're going to leave one out, but I'm going to help you. I think one of the Iron Man movies. I'm not sure which one.
The first Iron Man movie is really, really good.
Yeah. I like 3 pretty good, too.
I do, too. And nobody likes that one, but I think it's good.
I liked it a lot.
Is that the one that has the little kid watch or something?
Well, there's a kid in the movie.
Jeff Bridges is in Iron Man 1.
He's in the first one,
yeah,
yes.
And he was great.
He stole that movie, too. But Iron Man, that's the first. Is that 5?
That would make 5, yeah.
How would you agree? Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. But
you know what his favorite superhero movie was?
Wonder Man?
Green Lantern.
Green, well, I haven't seen it, so I can't say. But
a lot
of people.
I like the story behind it.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people like Wonder Woman, the first one.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And
it's similar to that Captain America, where it like takes place in the past. And
I didn't like any of the Superman Man of Steel. I didn't care for him. The first one had that fight scene with
Zod. Yeah,
that took about an hour and a half of the movie. Kevin Costner was cool as the dad, but.
I like that one. It's not my favorite Superman movie.
And if you want to go...
In fact, none of the Superman movies made my top 5 list.
If you want to go back, my favorite of Superman so far is the Christopher Reeve Superman 2 is my favorite. But, of course, I was a young kid when I was. I just got married and that came out.
But it's soon to change.
But it came out, yeah. There's a
Maybe.
New Superman. And that's a look at Dalton Barrett's top 5 superhero movies with a little help. With a little help from John. Do some birthdays now.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go. April 16th, Wilbur Wright, born in 1867, American aviator. 1889, Charlie Chaplin, British actor and comedian. 1924, Henry Mancini, American composer and conductor. That's the Pink Panther theme that he composed. In 1947, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, American Basketball Hall of Fame center, was born. He's still with us. Bill Belichick still with us. 1952, American NFL coach of the New England Patriots. And in 1965, Martin Lawrence, an American comedian born in Frankfurt, Germany. And that's a look at our birthdays today, local birthdays. Of course, I mentioned my little sweet granddaughter, Allie Grace Jackson, Melanie Carlton, Barbara Pitto, and Evelyn Carlton all have birthdays today. Now, Melanie, Barbara, and Evelyn, don't get mad because I put a little more emphasis on Allie Grace. But
you know. Well, here's the thing. While we have a very important birthday today, we don't have very many birthday names on our list.
Don't.
So we need to get some more of those into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And banana pudding is the prize to get them in.
655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, lots of sunshine with a high of 71. Dipping back to 46 Wednesday night with partly cloudy skies. Then for Thursday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and a little bit warmer with a high of 75. It will be breezy too. 60 for a low Thursday night with mostly clear skies and breezy conditions. As we look ahead toward Friday, warmer with a high of 84 with mostly sunny skies and gusty winds. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Good morning. Starting to crank up a little bit more volume on 24 westbound at Haywood Lane, coming through Antioch right now. All that traffic pushing in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County this time of the morning. A little bit crowded, no surprise, really. 65 south at Trinity Lane. There has been some radar spotted earlier out in Dixon County on I-40 around Highway 46, so be careful. Prince's Hot Chicken has that live entertainment starts tonight at 6 o'clock. Go by and see them or order online today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Middle Tennessee Electric is proud to be the primary sponsor and organizer. Free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the Square. RCEarthDay.com for more info.
It's a slick pig barbecue. Spicy wings and Brunswick stew. Everything made fresh for you at the Slick Pig Barbecue. There's lean smoked turkey and chicken too. Ribs so tender don't need to chew. Well, come on, folks, I'm telling you, it's a Slick Pig Barbecue. In 1920 East Main, you're gonna love the pig.
The Slick Pig Barbecue, a Murfreesboro tradition.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
So what do? After winning 2 Academy Awards and countless other accolades, you go out on top.
It's come to my attention that you don't know who I am.
Oh, we know. In an interview with the British press, Kate Blanchett says she's serious about giving up acting, saying there's lots of things I want to do with my life. Now, she's been doing the whole acting thing since 1990. So what? After 35 years, maybe you'd want to drive an Uber for a little while, too. Just saying.
The Avengers.
Yes, sir.
And Captain America himself, Anthony Mackie, says filming on Avengers Doomsday starts this week, and he promises it will bring back that old Marvel magic once again. Personally, I'm queued up for Thunderbolts. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew. And Dalton, tell us who the good neighbor of the day is today.
Today's good neighbor of the day is Beverly Keel, for the way that she cares for all 1,200 students in the College in Media and Entertainment at MTSU. She's going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Birthdays, anniversaries, we've got those. We're taking for another half an hour or so. You can add to our list, and in an hour, we're going to announce everybody's name, give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue, so you'll want to be part of that. The easiest thing to do is text. Give us the name. You can say how old they are and that kind of thing if you want, who the birthday wish is from. But be sure to leave us a phone number in case they win that banana pudding from Slick Pig.
The Murfreesboro Special Census takes just 2 minutes and brings millions in funding to the city. Fill out a mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. Firefighters are also knocking on doors to help Murfreesboro grow. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And we're coming up on 7 o'clock, and join us for the hour number 2, Brian Barrett with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
New efforts to return deported Maryland man.
I will not stop fighting until I see my husband alive.
turbulent town hall.
We ignore the noise.
American pastor rescued in South Africa.
He's safe and sound after a shootout.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a member of Congress left for El Salvador this morning in a bid to push for the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the U.S. He was mistakenly deported and is now held in prison. Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen says it's about due process.
I may be the first senator or first member of Congress to go down to El Salvador, but people are going to keep on coming until he comes home.
More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
With a crowd of supporters and Kilmar Abrego Garcia's wife gathered outside, his attorneys argue the Department of Justice is defying a judge's orders, refusing to turn over even basic information about what's being done by the Trump administration to return Abrego Garcia from a notorious prison in El Salvador, to which he was deported by mistake a month ago.
This case is about the government unlawfully and admitting to unlawfully removing a gentleman from this country.
Federal Judge Paula Zinnes blistered Trump administration lawyers for not following her prior orders, saying every day Mr. Abrego Garcia is detained at the Salvadoran prison is another date of irreparable harm, and that she has no tolerance for gamesmanship or grandstanding. Yesterday, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley was confronted about the case at his town hall in Iowa.
Are you going to bring that guy back from El Salvador?
There was also confrontation at a town hall held by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Moments after Greene stepped on stage, a man was dragged out of the room by Ackworth police for causing a disruption. A few minutes later, another man grabbing at officers was tased. Speaking to reporters after the town hall, Greene defending the actions of officers.
This isn't a political rally or a protest. I held a town hall tonight. You know who was out of line? The protesters. The police did a great job. I'm very thankful for them.
At least nine people were removed. Police say three are facing charges. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Ackworth, Georgia.
President Trump posted this morning, Harvard University is a joke and undeserving of federal funding. CBS's Nikki Batiste reports on the school's battle with the administration.
Harvard's refusal to bow to the Trump administration is costing them more than $2 billion in funding.
He wants us to be using the Trump syllabus instead of our own syllabi, our own teaching. And that's a violation of the First Amendment. It's a violation of academic freedom.
The White House says it will withhold multi-year grants after the school refused to accept several demands. Those included sharing hiring and admissions data and allowing a third party to audit programs that the administration says fuel anti-Semitic harassment. President Trump also threatened to revoke Harvard's tax-exempt status.
Jewish American students or students of any faith should not be illegally harassed and targeted on our nation's college campuses.
In a Chicago speech, former President Biden accused the Trump administration of taking a hatchet to Social Security.
They want to let Social Security expire every 5 years. That was a proposal. Let it expire every 5 years unless reauthorized by the Congress. Who in the hell do they think they are?
Reports say Gary Shapley, the IRS whistleblower who testified about investigations into Hunter Biden's taxes, is expected to be named acting commissioner of the IRS. Now to Texas. CBS's Karen Hua has more on the shooting at a Dallas high school that left four students injured and another in custody.
Students fled from Wilmer Hutchins High School Tuesday after a suspect opened fire at the Dallas school, shooting three males and injuring another. School officials say the suspect is in custody. Sources tell CBS News Texas he turned himself in to the Dallas County Jail and is a student at the school. He will be charged with multiple counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
He called me and said, "Mama, I got bullets flying around my head."
Shauna Williams has two sons at the school.
I'm thinking about taking them out and putting them in homeschool. I can't keep going through this as a parent.
For many, Tuesday's incident was deja vu. Last year, a student was injured in a Wilmer Hutchins classroom after being shot by a fellow student.
New details on the death of Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman and his wife. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has more on newly released police body cam video.
We see feet over here.
With the graphic portions blurred, the video shows the moment deputies discover Hackman's body in a mudroom.
Yeah, he's down. He's been down for a while.
An autopsy found Hackman died of heart disease and Alzheimer's.
He's guarding her.
the dog?
Yeah.
In another video, a family dog was sitting next to the body of Hackman's wife, Betsy Arakawa, who investigators say died a week before Hackman of hantavirus, a rare respiratory illness spread by rodents.
5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Harrowing days overseas for an American missionary who is now safe.
South African police say Pastor Josh Sullivan was rescued after a shootout that left three suspected abductors dead. The 45-year-old from Tennessee was kidnapped by armed and masked men last week as he was preaching in the provincial township where he's lived since 2018. He's been reunited with his wife and children. A friend has appealed for privacy on the family's behalf. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
On the Health Watch, CBS's Alexander Tin has news this morning on autism.
A CDC study tracking rates of autism in 16 communities around the country now estimates that prevalence has climbed to 1 out of 31 kids in 2022. That's up from 1 in 36 kids from the last release through 2020. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has described the new data as an alarming increase in the autism epidemic. That's different from Kennedy's own health officials and outside experts, who say that the new results may simply reflect ongoing improvements in screening for autism.
We bid farewell to legendary TV game show host Wink Martindale.
We have Tic-Tac-Doe's all-time eight champions who will participate in a tournament.
Tic-Tac-Doe and Gambit were popular shows he hosted in the 1970s and 80s. He was a radio host, too. Martindale died yesterday in California. He was 91. Time on the Roundup. 8 past the hour.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. It's the Wake Up Crew continuing our second hour here from News Radio WGNS. First things first, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather.
for today, lots of sunshine with a high of 71, dipping back to 46 Wednesday night with partly cloudy skies. Then for Thursday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and a little bit warmer with a high of 75, but will be breezy too. 60 for a low Thursday night with mostly clear skies and breezy conditions. As we look ahead toward Friday, warmer with a high of 84 with mostly sunny skies and gusty winds. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Still looks like it's a little bit lighter than it normally would be for this time of the morning. Usually it's heavier than this on 24 westbound at Haywood Lane, Bell Road. All that traffic coming through Antioch in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Now it's already heavy 65 northbound as you work your way up past Saturn Parkway coming in from Murray County into that southern portion of Williamson County. Hey, if you recently suffered some hail or storm damage to your roof with all these past storms, call Independent Roofing Specialists today. Just check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep
online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Woo-hoo! Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Working 9 to 5.
Tell it like it is, Dolly. It is the 16th day of April.
One
it's
of
episode
my greatest openings.
1637 of the years-long experiment called the Wake Up Crew, and it is also Hump Day.
Started out an experiment, and now it's a full-blown monster.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! Oh, and I wish it would die. No, I'm just kidding.
How many years we've been at it? Seven?
2018, however long that's been.
Yeah, seven. It's the seventh year.
Yeah.
We're in the midst of the seventh year.
That's about when it's time to hang things up, I think.
Well, I mean, my contract's expired 2 years ago.
My contract expired 7 years ago.
What contract? Did you see Dalton get his head stuck under the table a minute ago?
No. I was bending down to pick something up, and then I couldn't get my head back up without hitting the table. So I had to like.
Yeah, it can only happen to Dalton.
I didn't even know what I was picking up.
I'll tell you what, though, we were talking about dogs while the news was on with Steve Kath and
I'm Steve Kath,
and he's showing pictures of Huey. Man, what a cute little dog!
He's
not little, but he's, you know, he looked little in those pictures, and I liked it. Yeah. You know, he's gotten his hair cut and
big old. I shave his body.
Yeah, and he is such a cute little booger.
And how long does that take?
A couple hours.
Does he like you cutting it?
He doesn't mind it when I'm with the clippers. He doesn't mind the clippers, but he does not like the scissors.
Because you use when scissors he
was
too?
I cut, you know, trim around up his around ear, his head but, and then, you know.
Well, that don't you think that's because
and like
it's around his head?
His armpits and stuff. You know, like he's got like long hairs.
Did you give him a pedicure too?
Gotta like go that? In there and snip the I think he got nicked with the scissors when he was a puppy.
Oh.
And so he's
scared.
Did
you get him or did they get him when he was a puppy? I mean,
yeah, he was 8 weeks old or something when they got him. He was young. So
but we were talking about boy dogs and how loyal they are and right now you're having a little bit some trouble with Skeeter. And
well, he's just crazy.
Yeah. He's no ladybug.
But Chipper was crazy too. And Chipper still barks at everything that, you know, when I'm home.
Under the sun,
He looks. His fun time is to go look out the window.
That's a picture of Huey when he was a puppy.
Aww.
And then that's him now.
So
Giantor.
Now, so that was Megan's dog, actually? Or
so it was supposed to be the family dog. Their family dog passed away. They went to get a dog, but it just
that latched onto Megan, so she just stole it from her parents when we got married.
Yeah, that was kind of nice to let them do that. But you they got them a dog.
Yes.
He doesn't chew doorknobs anymore, though.
Not anymore. No, he's done with that. No, and now Megan's sister has she's staying with Megan's parents while she's waiting on her husband to get out of boot camp. So they've got two big dogs because they have a Mernese. She has a Mernese Bernese Mountain Dog or something. And it's about 80 pounds. And so they've got two just huge dogs there.
Well, I have this issue, and I don't know. I commend you, Brian, because I don't know how you could do it. But I have one that just follows me everywhere I go, every step I take. I can't imagine three of them doing it.
Well, Rosie doesn't, unless it's storming.
Yeah.
But no, she doesn't like you.
Ladybug, she doesn't like anybody or anything, I don't think. But Ladybug and Skeeter, they're, if I get up and go to the bathroom, they're at the door when I come out. If I go to my bedroom, they're traipsing along right behind me.
Do you ever try to sneak around to see if you can catch them?
Well, sometimes he doesn't know they're there and he steps on them.
Yeah, I've done that. I've stepped on Chipper.
I mean, they're always around your feet, but they'll learn. They'll learn to get out of the way or get stepped on.
You know, the only thing at my age, I'm a little scared sometimes that I'm going to trip over him. That kind of bothers me,
man,
a little
bit. Man, if I had a dime for every time I've tripped over my dog.
Yeah.
Because you'll just be backing up, and he's just, like, right at your knees. You're like, whoa!
Well, and he's a big dog, too. Yeah. I mean, you could really... But I'm always afraid I'm going to get hurt, you know, messing with him.
That is the nice thing about big dogs, is you're not really scared you're going to hurt them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never really scared I'm going to hurt my dog, because he can take it, but...
I want to just... So sometimes, though, and I love the dog, don't get me wrong, but I would love to have a break of about 24 hours where he goes to the other side of the house and stays with the family and leaves me alone, you know, for an hour. I'd probably miss him after a couple of hours, but I mean, 24 hours wouldn't be bad.
Do you miss him right now while you're here?
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, his little sweet face looking at you like, Papa, feed me.
Well, yeah, I guess. I do think he's cute when he goes to use the bathroom. He is cute there.
You need to teach him.
Because he looks at me the whole time. Because I'm like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
You need to teach him the trick place. It's the greatest trick I ever taught my dog. So I'll point at the chair. I'll point at his, you know, his bed, whatever. And I'll say, place. And he knows when he goes there, he does not move until I tell him to.
But I didn't take him to a dog doctor. I mean, I didn't take him to a dog trainer.
Train him to do it.
I do. He does know how to, when I say stay.
Yeah.
He stays.
Mine will stay there, and eventually he'll get tired, so he'll sit. And eventually he'll get tired, so he'll lay down, and then he'll fall asleep.
Yeah. Mine just jumps on the couch when he's, you know, if I'm doing something and ignoring him completely.
Uh-huh.
After about 5 or 10 minutes, he'll jump on the couch. Okay. Well, hey, it's your show. Go ahead. Do what you want to do.
Well, that reminded me, you know, the... when we had Russell on back in the day.
Oh, no, we're back to that.
No, I'm just kind of explaining. Eddie Smotherman told me that every time Russell was on, the dogs would bark. His dogs would bark. Mm. That's been years ago. And he sent me a text during some of the bad weather last week and said hello, and it was good to, you know, text a little bit back and forth. And he says he still listens every day. And he also said that my dad jokes are amazing.
No, he didn't.
So
he didn't. That's a lie, and you know it.
So you stopped our conversation about dogs
it reminded me
about
Eddie.
To plug a dad joke, really.
Actually, he said, just so your head doesn't get too big, your dad jokes are still the worst. That's what he actually said, but he was just...
Oh, I see.
He was just jiving, I think.
Jiving.
Yeah. Isn't that a thing?
I think jiving is like a...
Joshing.
You joshing, yeah. Jiving is like dance. Like,
well, he may be dancing too.
He might be. Old Eddie.
Dancing in the streets. All right. So what we've got coming up, random questions. But sports is right now for you here on The Wake Up Crew.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Golden State Warriors won their play-in game against Memphis 121-116. It was a 20-point lead in the first half. It was down to 82-81 in the third, but right then Ja Morant turned an ankle. He played through it in the fourth quarter, wound up with 22 points, but it's the Warriors that win. It's the Warriors that go to Houston to start a first-round series on Sunday. Ja Morant and company will have to play Friday to get the 8 seed in the West. In the East, Orlando beat Atlanta 120-95. Orlando's going to Boston as a 7 seed to start a best-of-7 first-rounder this weekend. In the NHL, L.A. took the late game 6-5 at Seattle. Calgary won in a shootout. Minnesota won in overtime. The NHL regular season ends this Thursday. In the two late games in Major League Baseball, the Cubs beat the Padres 2-1 in 10 innings. The Padres had been 11-0 at home. Dodgers 6-2 over Colorado.
And I would highly recommend Adams Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adams Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli, and you know, I would highly recommend Adams Place.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres.
Middle Point Landfill.
How do we make a career training center to help drivers and welders and technicians and environmental scientists and put a state-of-the-art property out there? Or maybe it's to build a multi-million dollar STEM accelerator facility that partners with county schools that could utilize our 1,000 acres and all of the ecological preserve we have out there to really push STEM education.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill.
Looking for great deals on name brand clothing, furniture, and more? Visit the Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall downtown NHC building in Murfreesboro. Our competitive prices and quality selection make it easy to find exactly what you need. And here's the best part, 100% of your purchase supports Greenhouse Ministries, helping over 70 families a day. When you shop at the Garden Patch, you're not just getting a deal, you're making a difference. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 22 after 7. It's the Wake Up Crew from News Radio, WGNS.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And welcome back to Random Questions. Yes, I'm back again for another week of Random Questions. To our two participants, Brian Barrett, the 50-year-old something, and our 25-year-old
something.
Well, you know.
Why are you rubbing your chest like that?
Here's the first question.
You had a heart attack?
No.
Okay. In a game of Monopoly, what property do you always try to buy first?
I always start cheap so I can get money quick. This is my Monopoly strategy. I start cheap. And then try to build up my money so I can buy more expensive properties.
I blow all of my money on Park Place, and then I take money out of the till.
I don't know if that's a good strategy to go for Park Place first.
Well, I mean, I've got unlimited money because I'm the banker, too.
I usually buy the railroads if I can get them. That's steady money that's going to come through, and you're bound to hit out of the four. You're bound to hit one of them every once in a while. Would you have your dominant thumb surgically removed if it meant you'd be immune to all known diseases?
Nah. I think you need a little good disease every now and then.
Oh, yeah. I'd get rid of her.
Her?
Yeah. Dominant hands, her, and the others, he.
Let's try it. Get a knife over there. Okay. You're given $1 million to invest. Where and how do you invest it? Let's just say, what do you invest it in?
If I'm given a million, I'm paying off my house, and that's an investment because then I don't have to pay my mortgage, and so I get more money.
Well, for that matter, you could, with $1 million, you could probably buy a new house too, and have it paid.
Right, but my mortgage is a big chunk of my income, so that would be.
Yeah, get out of debt, do all that good thing.
You'd get a bamboo cutter, wouldn't you?
You just dig up your backyard and go ahead and turf it.
Probably, yeah. That would save mowing and all that good stuff.
Not really an investment.
Well, it's an investment in the yard.
What's the best purchase you've ever made on eBay?
Hmm.
I've only really made a couple purchases on eBay, but the best one I ever did was when I was driving the Ford Explorer that he handed down to me. The front seat was broken. Just like wouldn't stay up, like the spring had snapped.
Yeah, well, big guy.
Had a 2x4 holding it where it would sit up, but I bought a seat and replaced the seat to that car from eBay.
Well, that was a good purchase.
Yeah. It was pretty cheap, actually.
I bought a Comrex for my house.
You bought a Comrex for your house?
On eBay?
I did.
How much was it, do you mind me asking?
$550.
That's about half, that's more than half.
Yeah, it's probably another 30-year-old Comrex.
Whistles instead of words. What's the most unusual means of communication you've ever heard of?
I never understand those people. Maybe it's something wrong with my brain, but who can just like communicate with looks? People be like, well, we just look at each other and we can understand what we're saying. That doesn't make any sense to me.
You could understand me when I looked at you sometimes.
No, I really couldn't. That's why I got in trouble all the time.
And then I would whistle.
You would whistle. That's not the whistle.
I can. Well, that's the whistle I have now.
He can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Where would you go on a dream day out? You know, just like one day. You had 24 hours. Where would you go for a dream day? Not a date, day.
Somewhere relaxing. Beach or something.
Okay. Fishing hole.
Fishing, yeah.
Hawaii.
Well, it'd be hard to get there in one day and back. I mean, I don't know if you'd enjoy it, but
I think you can just, in this, it's hypothetical.
If you could, no. It's
oh,
random.
No, it's real.
It's random questions. I determine whether it's hypothetical or not.
There's no hypothetically.
Speaking. You've got the snack food report.
Yes,
I have random questions.
I'm going to not listen to yours and then.
If you could talk to one animal, what one would it be and why?
Well, I already talked with a ladybug, so maybe a cheetah.
He communicates back with him.
I would, if I could communicate with one animal, I would communicate with gnats and fruit flies so that I could tell them to get out of my house.
Mm. Yeah, they're hard to get rid of.
Specifically so I could say, hey, I'd reason with them. I need you to leave. I'll give you a nice place outside to stay. Just get out of my home.
Here's a question I think applies to both of you. That really, it's a tough question. Under what circumstances would you consider euthanasia for a beloved family pet?
I mean, I think if their life is in pain and if
suffering,
if they're suffering and it's what's best for them,
yeah, that's what we've done.
Okay,
we've had to.
I just thought that was a very simple,
okay. About a year ago.
What city, state, or country name would make the silliest celebrity baby name? You know, like Montana. That's that a lot of people use. I think New Jersey.
New Jersey. I was thinking, New York.
I was going to go with Shevville.
I could just look at you and tell what you were saying. What you were saying.
Shevville.
Shevville.
Nobody's naming their kids Shevville.
Massachusetts.
What city?
Walter Hill.
If you could choose your seat on a long haul jumbo jet flight, where would you sit and why?
Aisle.
Definitely aisle seat.
That's me too. That's
in
weird.
First class.
Oh. Have you ever flown first class?
I have not.
Actually, I want that seat where the door's there so you got all that extra leg room.
Oh, yeah.
That's random questions.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
There are many things that I really like about being at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Number one is the staff. They are very caring and seem to care about us as individuals and work really, really hard to provide a variety of activities that anybody could find something that they want to do if they move to the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, politics, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Here on News Radio WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, it is 7:30 Wednesday morning, and it is Hump Day, the 16th of April.
And happy birthday today from Allie Grace to Allie Grace Jackson, from Mom, Dad, Mia, and of course me, Melanie Carlton, Barbara Pitto, and Evelyn Carlton.
Those are the names that we have so far on the birthday list. Now, let me just remind you, if you've called or texted in this morning already, we've got those, and we'll add them to the list that we announce here in about a half an hour. If you haven't gotten them in, you need to. 615-893-1450. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. So go ahead, get them on in. Birthdays, anniversaries, we're taking them now, but it's your deadline time.
Please participate in Murfreesboro Special Census. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for the city. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, lots of sunshine with a high of 71, dipping back to 46 Wednesday night with partly cloudy skies. Then for Thursday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and a little bit warmer with a high of 75, but will be breezy too. 60 for a low Thursday night with mostly clear skies and breezy conditions. As we look ahead toward Friday, warmer with a high of 84 with mostly sunny skies and gusty winds. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
Good morning. Working with a couple of accidents out here as it really starts to crank up now through Donelson, Hermitage, all that traffic pushing in right now from Wilson County. There into that section of Davidson County. It's already a little bit sluggish. 65 south at Trinity Lane. It's slow. 65 north as you work your way up through Williamson County, especially coming up through Spring Hill. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has live entertainment, starts tonight at 6 o'clock. You can order online throughout the day at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chug with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A newly passed bill in the Tennessee legislature could have significant impact on elementary schools in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and across Rutherford County. House Bill 0085, sponsored by Representative Scott Capecchi, will require schools to provide at least 40 minutes of recess each day. This marks a notable increase from the current statewide minimum of 15 minutes daily or 130 minutes weekly. The bill emphasizes unstructured outdoor play and prohibits the use of recess as a disciplinary tool. Physical education classes and time spent on electronic devices will not count towards the new requirement. Supporters say that the change addresses concerns about physical and mental health, with over 40% of Tennessee students classified as overweight or obese in the last academic year. The CDC and state health officials cite improved academic focus and behavior as additional benefits. If signed by Governor Bill Lee, the law would take effect in the 2025-2026 school year. In a separate development, a printing issue at the state's credentialing facility has delayed delivery of some real IDs for Tennessee residents, including those in Rutherford County, who applied ahead of the May 7th deadline. The issue, attributed to a malfunctioning printer, temporarily halted production. State officials now report that full operations have been resumed and new IDs are being mailed with the standard 20 business days. Those still waiting, the receipt provided at the time of application will serve as a valid interim ID. Residents with concerns are encouraged to contact the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security for assistance. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett with WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
For more than 36 years, Wilson Bank and Trust has been proud to serve communities all across Tennessee. As an independent local bank, we provide banking products competitive with large banks, but delivered with personalized local service. Wilson Bank and Trust has been community-focused since 1987 and looks forward to many more. Discover the power of local community banking that truly makes a difference. Give us a call or come on by any of our local 30 locations or visit wilsonbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 is our time. It's the Wake Up Crew, and it is News Radio, WGNS, and it's time to play Who Said That?
The mini game of mismatched quotes. I'll give you a quote and two options, and you have to guess who said it.
If I recall, this isn't terribly hard. This is terribly hard.
Yes, but not, like, you have to, it's 50-50.
Yeah.
You know? As hard as I've tried, I don't know how not to be adorable. Is that Macaulay Culkin or Justin Bieber?
Well, I'm going with Justin Bieber.
I second that.
That is correct.
All right.
Good job.
Ding!
Quote, simply is the ultimate sophistication. Was that simplicity? I'm sorry. Simplicity is the unlimited sophistication. Was that Leonardo da Vinci or Mariah Carey? Oh,
wow, what a contrast.
Simplicity is the ultimate sophistication.
I think it's wrong, but I'm going to go with Leonardo da Vinci.
Well, I was thinking Mariah.
It is da Vinci, John. Point for you.
Wow.
It's points now. We're playing against each other. Quote, we are never so defenseless against suffering as when we love. Was that Freddie Mercury or Sigmund Freud?
Sounds like a Freddie thing.
It sounds like Sigmund Freud, but I'm going with Freddie too.
It is Sigmund Freud.
Sorry.
Everything bad that can happen to a person has happened to me. Was that Frida Kahlo or Paris Hilton?
Or Brian Barrett?
Frida Kahlo?
I don't know.
Say the phrase again.
Everything bad that can happen to a person has happened to me.
That almost sounds like a general statement,
mm-hmm.
You know, rather than just a personal statement. So you're still waiting for me to answer first.
I'm going to go with the person we don't know.
Yeah, I do too.
It was Paris Hilton.
Oh, jeez.
Quote.
Is everything bad that's happened to her?
Yeah, really.
If I want to knock a story off of the front page, I just change my hairstyle. Was that Kim Kardashian or Hillary Clinton? If I want to knock a story off the front page, I just change my hairstyle.
I think Kim is in there just as a distraction. Because when Hillary Clinton was first lady, she did change her hairstyle a lot.
Well, they're more critical of a president,
yeah.
You know, first lady. Hillary Clinton.
That is correct.
Ooh, we deducted that, didn't we?
We did. Yeah. Dissected it.
Quote, you must never underestimate the power of the eyebrow. Is that Jack Nicholson or Jack Black?
Jack Black.
I concur with that.
That is correct.
He does have a lot of facial expression.
Yeah. Quote, in order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different. Was that Coco Chanel or Lady Gaga?
Say the phrase again.
In order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different.
Well, Gaga dresses up and all that stuff, you know, all those weird things, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Chanel, though, I think. Chanel number 5.
I'll go with Lady Gaga.
It was Coco Chanel.
Oh, good job. What does that mean? What does the buzzer mean?
Got it wrong, I think. Yeah.
Well, there was a right.
Well, you got
and
it
wrong.
Right.
There was a right. That was the ding-dang.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear it. I wasn't paying attention to the ding-dang. I just see a ding-dang. No, it's a ding-dong.
Quote, without music, life would be a mistake. Was that Friedrich Nietzsche or Bruno Mars?
How do you spell that last name of the
Nietzsche? Nice.
Yeah, him.
Yeah, I'm going to say
correct.
The guy we can't pronounce his name.
quote: I broke something and realized I should break something once a week to remind me of how fragile life is. Was that Andy Warhol or Nicolas Cage?
Whoa. Andy Warhol.
I concur.
That is correct.
Not bad.
Not shabby on who said that.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Alan Butcher was one of many local residents who only went to Adams Place.
Of course, Adams Place, in my mind, is the premier senior care facility, not only in Murfreesboro, but in the immediate area. We're very happy here and so glad we came.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to wrap it up here on this Wednesday morning. Easter's coming up this weekend, so get ready. And next Tuesday is Earth Day. The following Saturday, by the way, is the Rutherford County Earth Day Celebration, the 24th annual. It's on the 26th, so be sure to be there. Middle Tennessee Electric is kind of presenting that, putting that together. And it's on the square, 10 to 2 on the square, where you can check out the Kid Zone, hands-on games, activities. They've got a lot of fun, and they're serving up the free gourmet grilled cheese as well. So be sure to stay there for that as well. 10 to 2 on the square, the 26th. Today's good neighbor of the day, Beverly Keel. Beverly is the good neighbor for the way she cares for all 1,200 students in the College of Media and Entertainment over at MTSU. Beverly Keel is the recipient today of the beautiful flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and of course your friends here at News Radio WGNS. If you'd like to send in a good neighbor of the day, we've made it pretty easy. Text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor to get those into us, and we'll kind of take care of the rest for you.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Julie Andrews has come out against cheap lipstick, saying it's crumbly, gives her bad breath. She says it's super color fragile lipstick gives me halitosis.
Replay.
Yes, I'm able to hit the strength of that first time he did it.
That first time was awesome.
That's, I noticed a new trend with your jokes, is they're really good the first time, and then they suck the second and third time you read them.
That's what I thought about you. I'll take my five.
You did get a five. Yeah. He only gets fives now.
What have we learned today?
Oh, now's the time to change everything.
You know, we ought to go to 1 to 10. Yeah.
I think maybe thumbs up, thumbs down. Good, bad, and the ugly.
We learned things to do to save money.
Yes.
We also learned about superheroes and your top five superhero movies.
That's true. You forgot the order of the show early this morning.
Of course. Pick on an old man. Let me write that down. And he picks on an old man for mistakes. Okay. We had to play that crummy game of yours. Who said that?
You liked that game.
I
just
didn't. I didn't
ago.
Say I liked it. I said, that was pretty good. That we scored. We talked about our dogs and lovely, lovely little Huey who has to live with him. That's true. You know.
Eats chocolate and gets locked outside. That's his life.
My little lovely lady.
And another rousing rendition of Random Questions.
Yes. Very good edition of Random Questions.
The questions have gone up to a little bit higher level.
Sophisticated-er.
Yeah, yeah. Sophisticated-er?
Yeah.
Sophisticated-er. Okay. There is a bomb in the building or something. I keep hearing a ticking.
There is a ticking, and he won't fix it.
Let me see. Tried. It's on a timer.
Let's see if we can hear it. Hear it there?
Yeah, I hear it. It's pretty loud. Huh?
What? That's weird. No, it's in our... We have a game box up here.
I'm surprised you don't have an explosion sound effect.
I know.
That's weird.
Well, I could do that. That's about all I got.
He's got that.
Yeah,
sure.
He's got that one for sure.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, I've had a wonderful time these last three
days.
It's
been a great set of shows these past three days.
You might want to check out the podcast, even.
Yeah. If this is your first time
listening
to the
Wake Up
Crew.
I'm not going to say that Dalton's not going to be here because ratings go down. You know, they plummet. Hmm. So
really? Those are some of the higher show. Okay. we're getting out of here. We'll see Dalton sometime.
In a week.
Yeah.
Have a good week.
I'll do my
best. Kind of like a week and a half, you know, the rest of this week.
When
and
do
all
I get to
week.
Take off a week?
2038.
Okay.
Here's
I'll
our song
dead.
Of the day. Songs on Uncle Sam's playlist from Dire Straits.